8 o'clock.
United support for Israel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, at a gathering of our allies in Japan.
The G7 ministers reaffirmed our staunch support for Israel's right and obligation to defend itself and seek to ensure the attacks of October 7th can never happen again.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken. They also call on Israel to allow brief pauses in the war against Hamas to get more humanitarian aid into Gaza, where more civilians are being evacuated today.
The IDF has mobilized its entire artillery force, both here in the south along the Gaza border and in the north with Lebanon. You can hear some of that outgoing artillery there. They say the death toll among their forces now stands at 31 soldiers.
Fox's Trey Yinks. The House has voted to censure pro-Palestinian Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib for controversial comments, including what her critics claim is a call for Israel's destruction. The Democrat was defiant, saying on the House floor,
I can't believe I have to say this, but Palestinian people are not disposable.
Ivanka Trump will take the witness stand in New York 2 days after her father's combative testimony denying the Trump organization committed fraud like the judge ruled. And as Fox's Griff Jenkins reports, the former president wrote on Tuesday Social, the judge is a fraud and so is the Democratic Attorney General who sued him.
Letitia Peekaboo James, the corrupt and racist New York State Attorney General who has allowed murder and violent crime in New York to flourish.
Now, the former president also calls the case election interference as a new CNN poll joins others, giving him a lead head-to-head against President Biden. Democrats scored big Election Day abortion victories. 56% of Ohio voters approved a ballot question to put abortion rights into the state constitution.
The seventh state where voters decided to protect abortion access 17 months after the Supreme Court reversed Roe versus Wade. Now, this measure prevents bans on abortions for the mother's health or before the fetus is considered viable.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Democrats also won control of the Virginia state legislature. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin had wanted GOP control so they could pass a 15-week abortion ban. America's listening to Fox News.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D.
We mentioned the victories for abortion rights advocates in Ohio and Virginia. In two other states, governors were reelected.
Kentucky is on a historic win streak. The two best years of economic development in the history of the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
That's Democratic Governor Andy Beshear celebrating his win over Republican Daniel Cameron by 5 points. In Mississippi, it was a Republican reelected. Governor Tate Reeves also by a 5-point margin.
Fending off a challenge from Democrat Brandon Presley.
Mississippi has momentum, and this is Mississippi's time.
Reeves, who ran on conservative values and creating jobs, thanking former President Donald Trump for his support during a victory speech.
And I got news for everybody out there. We ain't done yet.
Presley, a commissioner for the state's public utility regulator and a distant cousin of Elvis Presley, ran on addressing a hospital crisis in rural communities, expanding Medicaid, and bashing Reeves for a welfare corruption scandal. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Tonight, Republicans running for president will debate again without the front runner.
GOP presidential candidates are set to meet in Miami tonight for their third primary level debate. On stage is expected to be Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Ambassador Nikki Haley, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, South Carolina U.S. Senator Tim Scott, and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy. Not appearing once again is the apparent frontrunner, former President Donald Trump. The former president is holding a rally during the debate in nearby Hialeah, a predominantly Latino American suburb and Republican stronghold. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Well, also not at the debate tonight, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. His poll number's too low to meet the party's increased threshold. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. City of Champaign being recognized as a certified welcoming place by Welcoming America. Award handed down after Champaign participated in Welcoming America's comprehensive evaluation process last year. The city is the only municipality in Illinois to achieve this distinction. To celebrate the accomplishment, the city hosting a celebration at Champaign City Building. Several police departments in Champaign County investigating a series of bank account thefts and Crime Stoppers now asking the public for their help. There have been several reports of U of I committed credit union customers' accounts being compromised and their funds accessed, all while the victims still had possession of their credit and debit cards. University of Illinois student Isabella Smith crowned as Miss Illinois Collegiate USA over the weekend. Smith is a junior at the U of I studying communications. She works as an events manager and also spends time fundraising and bringing awareness to cystic fibrosis. Pageant held at the Bendix Arena Saturday in South Bend, Indiana. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim. We got weather brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey member FDIC. Mr. Greg Solier is joined us, our meteorologist, with another great day, sir.
Yeah, you betcha. Get out and enjoy it. And while there's a bit of a downward trend on temperatures around here, back to a little more realistic early November readings, this too shall pass with another El Nino-driven pattern shift around here. The western states, boy, California, there'll be absolutely no worries about drought. There is nothing going on there drought-wise to begin with. Maybe going the other direction with a series of storms coming ashore there in the coming weeks that will keep our jet stream winds favorable for warmer days. Lots of moisture to the west and down south of us, probably a turn with time here as we get closer to Thanksgiving with more liquid moisture in mind. And we actually certainly need it with the river levels, especially the Mississippi, at close to record low levels. So barge traffic at a kind of slower than go pace in that particular part of the country. Of course, all this leading up into having to do with harvest operations and the movement of grains downstream. Boy, get out and enjoy already. All right, 62 degrees over at Willard and Savoy. 58 at Rantoul, 57 at Danville, 59 Bloomington, Normal. They're already close to 70 down St. Louis ways. We'll make 77 today, even a couple of 80s south of Champaign County. Partly sunny skies, maybe a couple sprinkles out northwest of about the I-55 corridor late this morning, and maybe even a shower close to home here late in the afternoon and early evening. Otherwise, a couple of showers tonight. Nothing to worry about from a harvest standpoint. Totals so will stay light with a low down to 48. Partly cloudy tomorrow, breezy, much cooler, 56. 55 on a Friday. Quiet weather for the weekend. Kickoff temperatures somewhere around 50-ish on Saturday. 56 the high on Sunday. Near 60 Monday. Into the lower 60s Tuesday. 65 to 70 Wednesday and into the 70s next Thursday and Friday. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm your adulterous Greg Solier.
Well, he's Mr. Steve Suderman at Good Vibes. First day at the job. Congratulations on getting hired on over there, buddy. It has been over 50 years this man has worked at Good Vibes, where you get all your home theaters and your sound, and they got the people to install. How are things going there, friend?
Not too bad. You know, November is our actual birthday month. We opened our doors on November 1st or 2nd or 3rd, who knows, in 1971, because who remembers? But, you know, one thing we should remember, thanks to all the veterans from me, from my company, for past and present, that event is coming up Saturday, and that's a good one. Illinois football, holy mackerel. The Wisconsin game was so good, but the end was so disappointing. And then we have the opposite effect in Minnesota. We all feel kind of like maybe the corner's been turned, and it's no question that coach has really been great for the program.
Well, I mean, thanks for yielding, because you're normally on when Brett Bielema was just on last hour, but he's pretty, you can hear it in his voice that this team's playing better football. And it's amazing, this Big Ten, particularly the West, where there's just no difference between the first and last play. They're just all about the same.
My brother-in-law lives in Wisconsin. He said, you know, that Coach Bielema is going to do great things for the Illinois program.
Yep,
yeah, so, I know you guys. So, and I think it's happened, and it's happening, and it's going to keep happening. So, it's good for him. I spent most of yesterday assembling the print ad for the Black Friday weekend. Oh my gosh, my least favorite thing is doing that.
Yeah,
artwork, and so I'm not good at it. It's slow, but there's an 86-inch LG Mini LED TV with the ultra wide angle. It's the discussion was what's going to be the middle one, you know, not the cheap one, not the flagship, but what's going to be the one that the people will buy. $22.99.
What?
It's got the fast gaming inputs. It's got it's the brightest TV you've ever seen. It's got the anti-glare screen. We don't have it yet, but they just put them in a truck yesterday. We ordered them.
85-inch for $2,200?
86, and it's $22.99. But but yeah, and that's not the cheap one. That's the go-to, you know, the step-up model. We're gonna have a Sony. Sony's gonna have one for $11.99 in that size. Man. Really plain vanilla. We're gonna stock the one that's $200 more. So you can get really big, good displays for just over $1,000 from the major name brands. OLEDs, the size that really, really sells are the 55s and 65s. Yeah. You want to get up to the 87 inches, those are expensive, but the velocity on those 65s is really picking up. They are, well, $15.99 is the LG mid-grade. We'll let the cheap ones go to Costco.
Yeah.
Don't buy the A or B models. Buy the C or G models. They have better processors. They won't give you the blocking and tiling on the motion stuff. And that's why we carry them, and Costco can have the other ones. But all those deals are already in place. By the 17th, everything, the dam will break, all the audio deals, Klipsch's, I'm shocked. Their prices are already on their website, and every model says they don't have any inventory. It cracks me up.
Wow.
So they're breaking the deals early, but they're not going to let you buy them until about a week goes by.
When should I come in? That's my question. When to get all this stuff?
If it's audio, it all breaks on the 17th.
Okay.
So a week from Friday, everything that's going to be on sale is out there. It's already there now for a whole lot of things. But Sonos, they'll wait till the last minute for their deals, and their deals are good. They'll be 20% off. So we'll have a whole week before Thanksgiving to, you know.
Awesome.
Haul the mail.
When Steve Suderman was young and loading things into good vibes, he'd been working there 3 years. And this one-hit wonder was playing out of his radio in that car with the windows rolled down.
Do you
remember? Anybody remember who this is?
I know the song is Beach Baby, right?
Yeah, but who sang it? One-hit wonder.
Ugh.
A group called First Class.
First Class.
All right, my friend, how can people find you?
We're at gvibes.com on the web. We're at 2010 Round Barn, where our store is, and you can call us at 351-0909.
Support local. Support Steve and Good Vibes. Thanks, partner.
Thanks, Stevie.
Becky Beach, the golfer, she loves this song.
Oh, I bet.
Beach Baby, Becky Beach Baby.
Nathan Montgomery wasn't even born when this came out, for crying out loud.
I was not. 77. 77 was my birthday.
At Salt and Light, this is a great place that actually teaches people how to fish.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it's not
That's
too...
That's right.
You guys give people self-worth and self-value by having them earn stuff, which is the best thing you can do for somebody versus handouts.
100%. You know, we believe that every person has something to offer. And unfortunately, I think our one-way giving models communicate the opposite, right? They reinforce this idea that you have a need, and so you go to the people who have the stuff, and they provide you with the stuff, and that's it, right?
And it's a generational, then, kind of impression that you're passing along, that, you know, you just kind of get this, you're entitled and you don't earn it.
Yeah, I observed, especially in our old model, generational cycles of poverty playing out, right? Where kids stood in line with mom and dad and then were back as adults, young adults on their own, waiting in line. And that was really kind of at the time where we started wrestling with what does it really mean to help?
Yeah.
Like, how do we define that? What does that look like?
That's right.
The best gift you give anybody is self-reliancy. You help them be self-reliant. They have... You know, if I give you tickets to the game, or you mow my grass and get tickets to the game, are you more likely to go if you mowed the grass? The answer is yes.
Right. 100%.
There's no value in what you've just been given.
Exactly.
You're right. And we, anybody that has raised kids, right, we know that there comes a point, unless you want to be doing that thing for your kid, whether it's tying their shoes or wiping their butt, unless you want to do it forever, at some point you have to teach them how to do it.
Yeah.
And the joy in their face when they accomplish things, young kids, I mean, it's unbelievable. And that's because that's how we're wired, right?
No, that's
wired.
That's exactly. All right, so what do you have going on now? What's happening?
Oh, all kinds of stuff, but we have an exciting event coming up tomorrow night, Praise to Raise at the Vineyard Church here in Champaign. We've got Kyle from the Vineyard, who's the worship leader there, Daniel from CU, and Caitlin over at First Christian are all going to be leading worship along with a choir and a band. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun night of praise and worship mixed in with testimonials and mission and vision and some stuff that we have going on, some changes that are happening programmatically that I think people are going to be really excited to hear about.
Awesome. All right, so when do I come? What do I pay of all of that?
Yeah, so doors open at 6, starts at 7. Tickets are $10. You can either get them.
You can give a little more if you want it.
Yes, and that's what, the night we're hoping is a fundraiser. We'll help raise some funds for us that we definitely need. And so, you can get tickets online or you can get them at the door. So, or you could buy them in person. We actually still have them at the register at both of our locations as well.
Nathan, we're talking about the job skills and the conversation, but people can shop and donate. And let's talk to that in the two locations that you have.
Yeah, one of the really unique things about our model, which is we just had another group in for out-of-state conference, and we're touring our facility, is that it's open to everyone. And it's really this social entrepreneurial idea. I attended the first social entrepreneur workshop that the U of I hosted many, many years ago, which kind of birthed a little bit of this idea of how nonprofits can identify for-profit ways to fund their nonprofit mission. And so for us, it's the thrift and the grocery. The community comes in and shops, and those dollars and cents help to fund our programming, help to fund the store credit our participants earn along with the other programs and services. And so for us, we're at a place now where 85% of our budget is self-funded through the retail operations, which of course is unheard of in the nonprofit world.
Unbelievable.
And so we still have that
15%. You're self-reliant, right?
and that's what's kind of really cool about it is that, we've built a model that actually models
what you're doing. 85% you're earning yourself.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's is anybody saying that?
No. I mean, that's why we've had groups in over the years, especially since we launched Urbana, from all over the country.
How are you doing this, right?
Yeah.
Because if you go and your fundraiser doesn't go, where's your budget?
Right. So a lot of communities and organizations have been wrestling with, how do we engage access to basic resources more developmentally?
Yeah.
Right. People are waking up and recognizing the way we've been doing things in our food pantries and clothing closets and our one-way giving models hasn't worked, right? In fact, it's contributed to the problem. Mm-hmm. And so with that, they're trying to identify different ways of doing it, but then also how do you fund it? And so that's where what we do is really kind of revolutionize that space.
Well, and I love the fact that you give people a hand when it comes to building your resume or giving you an outfit to wear when you're interviewing for a job the first time and really helping people in this transition to find a job.
Yeah, we have all kinds. We offer classes ourselves, partner with other organizations, and that's actually part of what we're going to be talking about tomorrow night is this next step that we're going to take programmatically. We've spent a couple of years developing two different tracks, an enrichment track for folks for whom meaningful employment outside of Salt and Light is probably not realistic, so more like seniors and folks with significant disabilities, mm-hmm. but then an employment track for folks that it is. And so as a part of that employment track, it's actually going to bring together some of the educational pieces that we've had kind of a la carte into one holistic program where they're required to go through the financial education classes, the basic work skills classes, and be in small groups, all leading towards self-sustaining full-time employment. And so right now, the problem had been being able to hire for that position. We didn't have the funds. We didn't have the margin on our current staff. We needed a new full-time person, really kind of a case management, social work type role. And one of our church partners, CU Church actually, has agreed to fully fund this position for the first year and then funded it 50% for another year.
Okay.
So it's allowing us to get it launched and off the ground. So we're hiring for that position right now and hope at the beginning of the year to start our first cohort on that employment track.
People learn more? Yep. What do we do? Is there a website?
Yeah, so saltandlightministry.org. You can go check us out. Lots of information there. The new programming stuff isn't up yet, but that will be coming up as well. And definitely come in, check us out. See, especially our Urbana location, it's not what you might think when you think about folks doing the kind of work that we do.
In the old county market.
My mom's favorite store.
We love it. We love it.
She's there.
Well, and she's, transitioning books that somebody has given up to different classrooms and things like that, right? They're little kids reading.
My daughter-in-law teaches in Park Ridge, Illinois. Mm-hmm. And, she gets them, and they're just terrific. There's just a gold mine in that shop, man.
So, oh, yeah. We have. It's kind of crazy, the different things we see every day, from collectibles and antiques all the way through just your basic needs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Nathan Montgomery, Salt and Light. You the man. Hope it goes well tomorrow night.
Thank you. Appreciate all your guys' support with the event.
Happy to help. Thank you. Thanks for coming in. All right, ESPN 93.5. If you're getting married, might want to talk to the folks at Busey. They suggest setting a solid financial footing. Their experts suggest the following tips for financial intimacy. Will you and your spouse be keeping finances separate or combined? Couples that tackle money problems together, take responsibility for solving them, will find that their relationship is better for it. Well, share credit. How are you? How am I? What's your number? All that. Cupid's arrow. Develop a plan to shoot down existing debt. It might take a minute to get all that done, but at least you have a plan. And then be realistic when budgeting your monthly savings goal. When you're just starting out or celebrating a milestone anniversary, Busey can provide an array of solutions tailored to your specific needs. You can keep and manage all of your accounts in one place, five lines of business, personal, mortgage, business, cash management, wealth management. You can just visit Busey.com, stop by one of their many convenient locations today. They've been around since 1868. That's amazing.
A year after the U of I, they started that drive-through with the horses and all that, huh?
Yeah. And no, I imagine they had the, and it still sounded, what the heck?
Charlie Brown's teacher voice.
No, exactly.
So, but anyway, we've got your weather coming up.
Yeah, weather coming up in just a few moments. It's 8:22. We can do the weather with Greg because it's so nice. Brought to you by Houlihan.
Houlihan's reminds you from 6 to 8 on Thursdays. They always have nice music playing as you enjoy. I had some soup last week.
Harpist.
Some great drink. They did. Yeah. That was Jonathan Snyder. He was wonderful. This time it'll be Leon Lewis Nicole Duo. So enjoy the music tomorrow, 6 to 8 at Houlihan's.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Vicinity had a nice delight. Full days worth of wind blown, perhaps more or less early September weather across the area, with temperatures well into the 70s. Cold front will come through the area, knocking temperatures down to more seasonal levels. Another big warm-up slated for next week. Windy and warm as expected for the day-to-day, partly sunny skies, maybe a sprinkle this morning and a spray shower late this afternoon at 77. That south wind 15 to 25 and gusty. Lingering shower too early on tonight. No big deal in the rainfall. Winds will shift around into the northwest to diminish. Low down to 48. Tomorrow, breezy, much cooler, partly cloudy skies and a high of about 56 degrees. Into the upper 30s tomorrow night, sunshine and a high on Friday of about 55. Quiet weather for the weekend with middle 50s by day, lower 30s at night, getting close to 60 on Monday, lower 60s Tuesday, into the 60s Wednesday and 70s late next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Warner Brothers Discovery is reporting a mixed quarter. Barron says the company is now feeling the pain of Hollywood strikes. Television revenue was down, reflecting the strikes in a difficult ad market. Warner Brothers Discovery lost money in the quarter, and the loss was even larger than forecast. Reynolds Consumer Shares are rallying. The maker of Reynolds Wrap, Hefty Bags, and Fresh Lock Storage is reporting a better-than-expected quarter. The company is now expecting full-year earnings to come in at the high end of its previous range. And Ralph Lauren reported an upbeat quarter. But electric vehicle startup Fisker has pushed back its earnings to Monday, November 13th. The company says it named a new chief accounting officer after its previous executive left the company, which delayed financial statements. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist, and my brand new podcast, The Janice Dean Podcast, is launching on the Fox News Podcast Network. Every week, I'll be focusing in on a person, a place, or a thing that deserves your attention because it makes the world a better place. Be sure to subscribe to The Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
If you need a new business sign or signage for your golf outing, we can do it and help you get noticed. Hi, this is Kirk Lehman, owner of Aftershock Decals and Design, and we can produce any kind of signage you want with our graphic design team. You want a custom design? We are here for you, and we are easy to work with, I promise. So visit us at AftershockDD.com to get a quote and get noticed. That's AftershockDD.com. Get noticed.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Tabman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the people's choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Invest in yourself and your money with a free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in service fees and charges, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National, where we offer 2.02 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. No service fees or minimum balance required. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, agree to receive your statements electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle to qualify. It's as easy as that. If an excellent APY alone wasn't enough, our free rewards checking also includes ATM fee refunds up to $20 and access to Reward Saver, which increases your earnings potential with 4.07% APY on balances up to $20,000. When you're ready to maximize your money, look to Fisher National, a bank ready to make the investment in you. See monthly requirements at any branch or visit fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
828, we have a Stever alert.
Yes.
Go to gostever.com. It's from Marilyn at Merle Norman. It's a free color analysis and a $100 bill to buy stuff. And yeah, it's a big old mirror, and you look at your face, you go, that's not me. That's not me.
What happened over the years?
And then she'll.
And what can I do to turn it around?
Match you up with the right makeup.
Mm-hmm.
It is huge. And how are you supposed to know that anyway?
And the skincare products, yeah. Stevie. That's yeah. why I am so radiant.
Yeah.
I do the
all the skincare.
Twice a month, I'm on this charcoal exfoliating thing. I mean, it's black coming out of the tube, and I'm rubbing it all over my face and doing the little circles.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, I used to have whiteheads and concerns.
Not anymore.
I don't.
Yeah.
And then you have this follow-up with all this, you know, hyaluronic acid and retinol and all the stuff that really makes your skin pop and glow. And coming into the holiday season and really... into the new year, you want to have a nice skincare regimen that you're following to really give you that youthful look all the time. Marilyn is who you should be calling at 359-8100. Get that express facial done. Head to GoSteever.com and we'll pick up the tab.
Yep, it'll be right there, and you'll get an email tonight after 8 if you're one of our winners. And again, I'm Pan, free color analysis, kind of like a facial, and then $100 bill to spend. GoSteever.com, GoSteever.com. The news coming up.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
News, I'm Therese Crowley. One mighty Mississippi win for the GOP. Otherwise, abortion was the issue driving voters to Democrat candidates election day. GOP Governor Tate Reeves on the Mississippi example.
All now know what it means in a state like Mississippi when you stand up to the national liberals and when you stand up to Joe Biden.
Ohio voters passed an amendment putting the right to abortion in the Constitution. Virginia voters defied Governor Glenn Youngkin's call for a GOP majority and an abortion ban at 15 weeks. Instead, voters flipped the legislature into Democrat control. The House voted to censure progressive Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib for calling for the destruction of Israel after the Hamas October attack. Israel says no ceasefire till Hamas releases the hostages. At the White House, Admiral John Kirby says it was President Biden's involvement that got aid rolling in Gaza. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. White House teaming up with the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois to launch a pilot program to help migrants apply for work permits. Sun-Times reports the Biden administration pilot program kicks off Thursday in Chicago. It's designed to help asylum seekers apply for their work authorizations. Officials hope the granting of work permits will take some of the financial burden off the city and the state and fill a large number of job vacancies. The governor is celebrating the opening of Fermilab's new superconducting quantum materials and systems center's garage in Batavia. The garage, one of the largest research labs in the world. The new lab bringing together a multi-sector coalition that will collaborate to bring quantum technology to scale. Illinois is the only state in the nation to house two of the five national quantum labs. Big Ten Network's pregame show, Big Tailgate, coming to Champaign. Tailgate's going to set up in Grange Grove on Saturday. The Big Tailgate has a new look with Mike Hall and first-year analyst Tyvis Powell traveling to a different Big Ten campus each week. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jill Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and Vicinity, as expected. Big, big warm-up for the day today. Cold front will be on the move for tonight. Temperatures behind that frontal boundary back to more seasonal levels for this point in November. After that, a steady rise on readings early next week. A big, widespread, unseasonably warm air mass, perhaps record-setting across much of the core belt. Anticipated the second half of next weekend into the following week. No real sign of winter time expected anytime soon. Partly sunny, windy, warm for the day today. Maybe a sprinkle in spots this morning and a stray shower late this afternoon. 77 for the high, maybe even 80 south of Champaign County. South wind 15 to 25 and gusty. A couple of showers before midnight tonight. We'll bottom out at 48. Tomorrow partly cloudy, breezy, much cooler. The high at about 56 degrees. 37 tomorrow night. Weekend forecast, sunshine for the day Friday 55. And right around the 55 degree mark Saturday and Sunday up near 60 by Tuesday and into the 60s next Wednesday and Thursday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Illini fans, taste what's special about Jet's Pizza by ordering any of their specialty pizzas for $5 off. That's right, save $5 on all specialty pizzas like the barbecue chicken pizza, chicken grilled to perfection, premium mozzarella cheese, bacon, red onion, and BBQ sauce. All piled onto Jet's amazing crust made from dough they make fresh every day. There's also their super special all-meaty chicken bacon ranch and more, all $5 off. Make your day special and order a Jet's specialty pizza for $5 off.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
A lot of buzz in Philo. Corner store. Now the Phillips 66 used to be the corner store.
Yeah.
Don Ewing's corner store where Johnny worked, and I worked a little.
I see.
Anyway, somebody bought a lottery ticket, won $1 million in Philo.
Right.
And there's obviously names floating around.
Yes.
I'm not going to say any because if they want to be anonymous, then when I win, I want the same thing.
Right.
Okay.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
But, you know, I did not know there was a $30 lottery ticket.
Yes. That's what won over in Snooks and Savoy. It wasn't a million, was it? But it was a good bet.
Well, the only way you win $1 million is to buy the $30 lottery.
Okay, well, maybe that was it.
If the guy who's in construction, if he bought those every day, it's $600 a month just doing weekdays.
A $30 scratch off.
So that's 550 times four is a $600. Right? I mean, that's a lot. Now, what are the odds of picking up a $30 lottery ticket and winning something? How many days a week would you win something if you bought a $30 lottery ticket every day? You'd win about once a week. Something. Would it be enough to cover your 30? Probably not. But you do, it's 1.1 to 2.85. So every three tickets you buy, you win one. So in 30 days, you're going to have 10 winning tickets. One in three. So depends on what the winning is. But who has $600 to put on the lottery? Not me.
Right.
That's a lot.
I just mesh with this Phillips 66 shirt holding this, you know, giant scratch
off. If you sell it, you get 1%. So he gets $10,000.
Mm.
So there you go. Anyway, it's in Philo.
And he serves the soft serve in there. And I really like that.
That ice cream?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you bought that one
And it's
day.
Only like $2.
Yeah. Well, he's got 10 extra thousand, so maybe he'll buy rounds or something.
Get some sprinkles or something.
Ice cream rounds
there.
Or something.
Exactly.
Anyway, so it's some buzz, and there's good stories, but apparently there's an app for the lottery, and $200 million was given away in 2022 on the app. That sounds dangerous. You buy those all the time on the app. You wouldn't have to go in. I don't know how it all works. I don't play. I thought the maximum you could spend is $2.
This story says the winner who has worked in the construction industry for nearly 30 years.
I have a name. I'm just not doing it. I'm not going to say the name.
Tell me off the air.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not, because they
bought a cup of coffee and a $20 scratch-off ticket at the gas station.
They said
part of his daily routine.
I think it's 30. I'm told at coffee that 30 is the only one that gives you a chance at a million.
Okay.
So.
Well, the news got it wrong then. Your Philo Coffee at the Philo Tavern.
Yeah, the guys at the tavern know, okay?
Okay.
So whatever they say is not fake news. So they said $30 ticket. I just didn't know there was such a thing. So, all right, sports headlines coming up. The Illini women win last night. And we talked to Brett Bielema. We'll recap that coming up as well. That was last hour. Mm-hmm.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. All right, 8:42. We check our sports headlines.
Starting the season off right with their seventh straight season opener victory, 81-61 over Morehead State. Genesis Bryant with 32 points and Kendall Bostic with a double-double, 15 points and 13 rebounds. So it should be a great start, and now they'll play Saturday in Milwaukee against Marquette at 2 o'clock.
Don't think Shauna Green was thrilled, but they got a win.
We won. We went 1-0. Was it perfect? No. But it's our first game, and we played a lot of different lineups that we haven't played. So we'll continue to, we're going to take this. This is going to be a really good learning experience from them. And that's what we just talked about in the locker room. We're going to take this. We'll break it down. But there's certain things we just need to be better at. We know that. And now it's about putting it into action.
Okay.
Excellent. Go Illini. The men against Oakland. And we had Ben Quattrone from Sarah Automotive on earlier, and people were texting in Sarah, and you have to spell it correctly.
Yeah. If you text in Sarah, I got four prime C's.
Right. We still haven't done that award yet.
No.
So,
you got time. So text in S. I'm not telling you how to spell it.
Right.
Text in Sarah, and you text in Sarah. If you misspell it, you're not eligible. And so there.
Uh-huh.
Sarah Champaign, they got GMC, BMW, Buick, Honda, and Subaru. Now, these are four seats in section 124, you can go look at a map. This is just down there.
That's right.
It's, you don't sit there.
It's like row 5 and 6,
I think. It's down there like where you're in the
but
game.
But just above the heads and
perfect.
Stuff like that.
No, it's perfect.
It is.
Anyway, so there you go. But you have to text me, 217-359-2255. Last call for this.
Right. And that way you can make some arrangements. I know we're kind of on the spontaneous side when we're handing out the tickets to the game to Oakland at 7 o'clock when we go to Pia's after 3 on Friday. Also having tickets to that Dad's Day game against Indiana at 11 a.m. on Saturday.
But for this, you'll go find Ben Quattrone the next 2 days, today and tomorrow.
Right. So now, in the lineup of top college football teams, Ohio State's number one, and they will face Michigan on November 25th. But Michigan finally gets a top 10 competitor in Penn State coming up on Saturday at 11 a.m. Michigan, of course, with the sign-stealing controversy, it's still so dramatic right now. We don't know what's going
to
happen.
Yep, and I think Michigan's getting ready to sue the Big Ten if something happens this year. So they got their lawyers lawyering up. Quarter till 9 now, ESPN 93.5. What did Brett Bielema tell us last hour? I'll recap next.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pards in Urbana, 306 North Maple. You can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pards.com, Pards.com.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window, and we're proud to be your choice for the 2021 People's Choice Awards for the third year in a row. We want to say thank you by offering buy one, get one, 50% off on all windows. And you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com. And remember, at Kramer Siding and Window, you have a friend in the business.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business. So Brett Bielema on last hour, and he was talking about the end of that game against Minnesota.
Yeah.
How he got home at 10:15. His girls were up.
Still ran down the hall.
Ran down the hall. Yep. Nothing like it. They did want smiley pancakes at Le Peep the next morning. And, of course, we fell back on the clock and the kids don't adapt.
That's right.
So they were up really early.
Exactly.
So they were there at Le Peep by 7.
I love it.
Those are the best things I had to tell you. How is Luke Altmaier? I asked that very competitive journalist type question.
Yes.
My duty. And he says, getting better every day.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what Indiana's trying to figure out.
So
nobody's going to tell you how the quarterback's doing when you're. No.
That's just how it works.
Why wouldn't I make you plan for both?
You don't have much tape on John Paddock with less than a minute played.
No.
and three plays and a touchdown.
Yeah. Quarterback rating of 448,
right?
Which is unheard of. So good luck planning on that. Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes, and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helped me find the size of boot I needed. And then I bought a second pair, too. Everything was friendly. Everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Main and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com, Pards.com.
If you need a new business sign or signage for your golf outing,
we can do it and help you get noticed. Hi, this is Kirk Lehman, owner of Aftershock Decals and Design, and we can produce any kind of signage you want with our graphic design team. You want a custom design? We are here for you, and we are easy to work with, I promise. So visit us at AftershockDD.com to get a quote and get noticed. That's AftershockDD.com. Get noticed.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up, and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. You need a free analysis on your copier needs. You call Greg Wolf. Watts Copy Systems, or service, is more than a promise.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event Evans Saturday and a nice, delightful day's worth of wind blowing. Perhaps more or less early September weather across the area with temperatures well into the 70s. Cold front will come through the area, knocking temperatures down to more seasonal levels. Another big warm-up slated for next week. Windy and warm as expected for the day-to-day. Partly sunny skies, maybe a sprinkle this morning and a spray shower late this afternoon at 77. That south wind, 15 to 25 and gusty. Lingering shower too early on tonight. No big deal in the rainfall. Winds will shift around into the northwest to diminish. Low down to 48. Tomorrow, breezy, much cooler, partly cloudy skies and a high of about 56 degrees. Into the upper 30s tomorrow night. Sunshine and a high on Friday of about 55. Quiet weather for the weekend with middle 50s by day, lower 30s at night. Getting close to 60 on Monday. Lower 60s Tuesday. Into the 60s Wednesday and 70s late next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
All right, tomorrow on Thursday, it's Did You Know?
Yeah.
Nathaniel's son joins us. Also, John Decker.
Absolutely.
He just took a ride on the Osprey. That's a fancy helicopter that always travels when the president travels.
Mm-hmm.
So he got to go on a helicopter this week. He sent me a picture of the Osprey.
Okay.
And president is in that one, and then the two others they take are in these. But
right.
He said, did you sit by the big guy? I didn't get a response on that one.
I see.
So he was in the press helicopter. I wonder how many they hold. And I bet they're nice seats, right?
Right.
They're not going to be
but
bench seats.
But you're wearing the headphones then for the helicopter, right?
I don't think so.
No?
No, I think these are... Maybe, but I don't think it's crazy loud because it, you know, fancy.
But then if you want to talk to somebody, you hit the button on the headphones. And
I don't know. I don't think
at least
like
that's
that.
How it was in the, you know, all the.
You're talking about the military stuff. This is just a passenger.
Okay.
I don't think it's a weapon. I don't think Osprey's a weapon.
We can ask John Decker tomorrow.
Osprey can't shoot anything. I think they just travel. Anyway, we'll ask because I don't know.
Okay.
And how many does an Osprey hold, and why'd he get a go, and was there any news? And I guess nothing, because I haven't heard a thing.
That's right.
Anyway, he's on tomorrow. That's fun, on Thursday. And again, we just got it going on here. We got basketball, which we care about, and now football, we now care a lot about, because all of a sudden, how do you think of the Maryland game? That game's tied, and we kick a field goal. Barely. Goes to the right, you know, barely got in there. We win. And Maryland's kind of been on tailspin since.
Right.
And then we do that Wisconsin game where we're totally winning. This is our game. Nobody's beating us today. Johnny Newton targeting. Boo! And he's out, and so is our team. And then we go there, and I'm watching the clock. I didn't tell Brett I was watching the clock the whole first half. Go, go. Run the clock. Run the clock. Yeah. Johnny Newton's coming.
Yeah. Second half.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, there's been times when Illinois had players like this that are just transformational. But he's certainly one of them, where he comes in, and it's amazing what he's able to do to a defense and, frankly, the team. So Johnny Newton, Jazon Newton, will be in the game. He's also going to the NFL. He's going to be a first rounder.
Isaiah Williams rumored to do that too, right?
I don't know where Isaiah stacks up. Well, Isaiah can come back next year. He still has another year.
That would be awesome.
Oh, come on, man.
And recruiting day or signing day is on the horizon here, too. So I think there's seven or eight sports going to be doing
signing
that.
Guys. Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the day.
It's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Have a great Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Champaign County Clerk Aaron Ammons. Voting is a civic duty and responsibility that I work every day to protect and enhance as your county clerk. You have a choice to vote in person or by mail. The data shows that vote by mail is the most efficient way to vote. There are many reasons why, and here are a few. Instead of using your tax dollars for physical space and buying more election equipment, vote by mail allows us to reduce election costs. VBM increases overall voter turnout, and there's no need to schedule time off work or find transportation to cast your ballot. Just follow the step-by-step guidance we mail to you, fill out your ballot, and mail it back to our office. It's that easy. If you use one of the drop boxes located throughout the county, there's no charge for postage. Other states have universal VBM elections, and they see the savings and higher voter turnout we deserve. I strongly encourage you all to sign onto the permanent vote by mail list and vote from the comforts of your home. Go to ChampaignCountyClerkIL.gov and sign up now.
Have you heard rare exotic Tibetan yak meat is now available locally? Savannah Ridge Farms, operating in Indianola, Illinois, has been expanding their yak herd in central Illinois for nearly 2 years, offering local farm-to-table meat containing absolutely no antibiotics, hormones, or steroids. Savannah Ridge Farms raises free-range yaks fed organic grass and hay in chemical-free open land. They are humanely raised and harvested locally. Yak meat is one of the best sources of protein and is nearly 100% fat-free. So if you want healthy, nutrient-dense, vitamin-packed red meat without the worry of how it got to your plate, visit SavannahRidgeFarms.com and check out their Facebook page. They deliver to Champaign and Vermilion counties, and you can even pick it up at their farm. And look for Savannah Ridge Farms every Saturday at the Farmers Market inside Lincoln Square, Saturdays from 8 to 11. It's SavannahRidgeFarms.com. You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Fleetwood Mac Rumors is coming to the Virginia Theater on November 15th.
Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, the world's finest tribute to Fleetwood Mac, returns to the stage at the Virginia Theater Wednesday, November 15th. Founding member Mick Fleetwood actually endorsed Rumors of Fleetwood Mac. Channeling the spirit of Fleetwood Mac, performing hits like Go Your Own Way and Dreams and Rhiannon.
Get your tickets now at thevirginia.org.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars, here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Did you know the Anita Purvis Nature Center is a home for live animals? Stop by the Nature Center. View the turtles, owls, snakes, and salamanders. These were orphaned or injured animals who wouldn't be able to survive in the wild, but they help educate the public at the Nature Center. Sponsor an educational animal for as little as $15 a month. And make sure that animal has good food, housing, and medical care. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.